Welcome to lesson 29, Courage and Cash Flow. We're coming to the end of this foundational framework, the core pieces of your path to creative freedom. Clarity plus confidence plus courage equals cash flow. We've talked about the importance of clarity and how it feeds your confidence. Confidence is the mustard seed that grows into courage. We become confident enough to be able to make an action that's out of our comfort zone, even if it's only a tiny, tiny bit out of our comfort zone. We, however, rarely call it courageous. It's someone outside of us who points out the courage that it takes to make those moves. In the moment, at least in my experience and that of my clients, you don't see it as courageous, just a move you need to make in order to get where you want to be. In the path to creative freedom, courage takes on three different shapes, and they all revolve around willingness. The willingness to correct your course, face your fears, and refine your business model. These are the actions that typically come with the most uncertainty. There's not always an obvious right or wrong path to take. There's a lot more experimentation, and sometimes that creates pressure, financial or otherwise, because you don't know how things are going to turn out. And sometimes you really need things to turn out a certain way. So let's look at a few ways courageous action shows up in your life and your work as a creative entrepreneur. Correcting your course implies that you've been off course. So the next assumption that I find most people go to is that being off course is somehow bad or wrong, or that you are somehow bad or wrong because you've gotten off course. Whoa there. Okay, just hold up a second, because that's not an empowering place to stand. What if I told you that being off course is actually the norm? Brian Tracy once famously said that airline pilots are off course more than 90% of the time. And I'm not sure how accurate that is, but I do know that they're changing their course so much while they're in the air that they've developed special rules, like the 1 in 60 rule, to help them plot their path and make moves in the sky. And the number one thing that throws a plane off course? Weather. Unpredictable, ever-changing weather. And a pilot once told me that they can often plan ahead for weather, but, quote, the weather doesn't always behave as forecast, and we get a nice little surprise halfway through the flight and have to make a major route or course adjustment, end quote. Now, can you imagine a pilot saying, hell no, this is my course and I'm gonna stay on it in the face of an oncoming hurricane? No. So why then do we get so married to our plans? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Your goal isn't always the goal. Plans almost always go off the rails. That's normal because you can't plan for everything. You have to be able to correct your course. Now that means you can and probably should change your mind from time to time. Let go of things that don't serve you. Make your own rules and definitions about what success looks like for you. Don't let yourself be swayed by somebody else's bright, shiny goal if it isn't in alignment with what matters to you. And if your plans go off the rails, it's okay to make new plans. Now, that's not a license to be wishy-washy and change your mind every 30 seconds. You still need to be consistent in whatever you're trying to accomplish. But when you know it's time to close a chapter, be willing to close it and start a new one. Be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Drop the judgment around correcting your course. Could you imagine that same pilot saying, oh my God, how could I be so stupid? I never should have charted this course in the first place. I should have known there'd be weather up here eventually. Why'd I even lift off today? I should have stayed on the tarmac. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid. Of course not. The pilot says, oh, we've got some weather up here. And we're up here now, so how do we get around it? Go up, go down, go around, circle a holding pattern. What's the best way for us to land safely at our destination? And they keep asking those questions as they fly because they know things change once you're in the air. Plans change. That's normal. Be willing to correct your course to find the safest path to your destination. When I talk about facing your fears, I don't mean going skydiving or doing some death-defying activity. Although if that's your jam, then who am I to stop you? As a creative entrepreneur, though, facing your fears often looks like doing the things that make you nervous, scare you, or feel downright intimidating. For a chaotic, it might mean looking at your numbers. For a fusion, it might mean asking for help. For a linear, it might mean trying something new. But every type has a few ways that their fears can show up for them. Keep showing up. This is a part of being consistent. This is something that can be very stressful for creatives, but it's specifically about how you are showing up for yourself and your business. It's easy to slack off, get complacent, or procrastinate. It's even easier to quit when our critics seem to be tearing us down. But to continue to show up, regardless of what people might be saying about you or what you might be saying about yourself, that requires courage. Facing your critics or your own imposter syndrome, honoring your boundaries, both personally and professionally, sharing your light, your gifts with the world, that can be an incredibly scary thing. I mean, what if people don't like it? Oh, but what if they do? Sometimes that's the scarier prospect. And making the ask, asking for help, the sale, support, connections, referrals, whatever the ask is, making the ask is one of the toughest hurdles that I see most creatives face, and one that requires almost no confidence and generates a ton of courage. For most of these, we can shudder or hesitate, and yet these are the biggest factors that mean the difference between success and failure in business. Speaking of which, there will come a point in time where you'll need to make some tweaks or maybe even an entire overhaul to your business model. What got you to one level rarely gets you to the next, and being willing to refine your model as you go along makes a big difference. That means after you make plans, you have to evaluate them. Quarterly reviews are a great way to do that. Check in and see if you're on track, and if not, what needs to shift. Know your metrics. What are the important numbers in your business and are you hitting them? If not, what are the numbers telling you? What do you need to do differently to improve those numbers? What else are you measuring in your business and how can you improve whatever it is that you're measuring? For me, one way I measure success is the amount of creative time I have. Time to just create and play and have fun, because that feeds my inspiration and my ability to serve my audience. Without it, things get hard in my business, and I get hard, cold, and difficult to work with. I know that about myself, so I regularly check in to see if I'm creating, playing, and generally open to the creative impulses in my life. If not, then things have to shift. For me, that's a huge metric in my business. You also have to be willing to be wrong. And this is also a pretty big thing. Much like being off course with your plans, you also have to be willing to try things that may not work out. You need to be willing to take risks that may go in someone else's favor. Now, that's not a license to make risky decisions just to be cavalier. It means trying new things or experimenting, taking calculated risks based on educated guesses or information. You don't have to throw spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. You can take small actions like researching a new market or testing a theory with a small part of your existing audience or trying a new medium. The Creative Freedom Show has been a video show, a podcast, and at one point we experimented with Facebook Live for a season just to see how it would work. And when we didn't get the results we wanted, we backed off the live part of the show and then just refocused on the podcast and the video show. It was an experiment and we may change again in the future. It just depends on what the metrics say. Test, tweak, and repeat. That's the path to success. And we rarely hit it out of the park on the first try. And I really want to drive that point home, because it's easy to look at people who appear to have had overnight success and go, oh, they've got something I don't. That's not true. Most of us don't hit it out of the park on the first try. Most of us take years to find our stride. And if you put too much pressure on yourself to perform like you're an overnight sensation, then you'll more than likely give yourself a heart attack at some point. And we don't want that for you. Remember, we want this to be easy. Now, I've saved for last what some might call the riskiest or easiest bet of all. Bet on future you. It's a huge risk to put all your eggs in your own basket and trust yourself for your future success. Not everyone can do it, and frankly, not everyone should. Entrepreneurship has inherent risks, and if you aren't willing to embrace that, then you really have no business being an entrepreneur. But if you're willing to own that there are risks in any entrepreneurial endeavor, and you're willing to face those consequences, then why not bet on yourself, or more specifically, the person you're becoming? It's been said that entrepreneurship is the best personal development program in the world. I think it was Jim Rohn who said, don't become a millionaire for the money, but for who you become in the process. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the idea. The act of becoming an entrepreneur, nurturing your ideas and gifts and sharing them with the world brings up all kinds of head trash. You either learn to navigate it, work with it, learn from it, and become a better person, or you don't and you get out because it becomes too much to bear. Being willing to face your fears, correct your course, and refine your business model all require courage. And that courage is what feeds your cash flow. Your assignment is to look for the gaps. Where are you not willing to face your fears? Where are you not willing to correct your course? Where are you off course in the first place? What's not working in your business model that you haven't been willing to refine yet or haven't figured out a way to refine? Find those gaps and start marinating, thinking about what small shifts you could make to start seeing progress. Remember, this is an awareness exercise, not an invitation to start making a bunch of changes in your business. But if you are feeling compelled to make a change, plan, do, and then evaluate, follow the steps so that you can accurately see how those changes are impacting your business for better or worse. Not every change we make is going to be awesome. Not every change we make is going to be terrible either. In our next lesson, we're going to talk about financial projections. Now, by now, you should have several months of data to look at in your business. It's time to prepare a preliminary budget for your company. Linears, this might feel a little rudimentary for you. In chaotics, you may be feeling like you're having a panic attack coming on. Just stick with me on this. We're going to make it fun and maybe even cover a few things you hadn't considered in our next lesson. So I will see you there.